I would like to read from Psalm 95, which is a song of David, first five verses, Psalm 95, 1 through 5. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
I definitely wanted to say thank you to everyone in the church, for all the people that I've met and interacted with over these last 3 years. You've all become very special to me, amazing people. It's awesome to see you every week, awesome to get to know you a little better and to interact in all the ways that we have. Since moving to Buffalo, since my college time, I definitely grew a little away from the Lord. I was still practicing Christian, still, you know, listening to good music and reading the Bible every once in a while, but definitely not living particularly strong for God, and definitely doing some things that were ungodly. So thank you all for the influence you've been, for the those of you that have prayed for me and my folks. Thank you for every encouragement to praise the Lord more for all that he's done for us. Thank you for interactions to each other. I've seen several of you care for others in the church. I've seen the ways that many of you have served. Thank you for all the small things that you do. And honestly, thank you for being here, because it's good to be in the house of the Lord.
That's my kid. Come on up, Dan.
Hey, everyone, I'm Daniel. I'm such a grateful visitor of Cass Baptist Church. There's so much that the Lord has done for me over the last year, so much comfort and peace that he's granted me in the midst of a storm that I could not tackle alone. And the people here have been so supportive, prayerful, and comforting as well. And without you guys, I don't think I could have made it this far. So this church has been a blessing to me. It's been a privilege to be here with you guys. And I just wanted to say thank you from an open heart to all of you. Thanks for being here for me. And thanks for supporting me and praying for me. Thank you.
I'm very nervous, and I'm also very emotional, so I might cry. Oh, it's happening already. I want to say thank you to my father-in-law for having us come here. I've been raised Christian my whole life. I'm from Texas originally, and we moved here back in 2013, and it's been very hard to find a place that feels like home. And this is not the type of church that I was raised in, but I just really love it here, and I wasn't going to say anything because I was going to cry, but just thank you, Mark, and to my husband, Mark, and his dad, Mark, and any other marks, y'all are all probably pretty great. So thank you, Kaz. And I'm going to go sit down now because I'm freaking out.
All right. I guess I am very thankful for all three of my beautiful children, my wife, you know, just being able to see everybody every Sunday that we come here. And, you know, I don't know what it is about Western New York, but through all this chaos these past 2 years, you know, we've held strong here in Western New York, and, you know, we've kept our heads on our shoulders, and everybody's been so helping and so thankful for everything, and it's just amazing to be able to live here. So I'm very thankful for everything that we have here.
I want to thank all those new faces that have shown up in the last 5 years that blessed us greatly. Your testimony of faith and faithfulness has been well appreciated. And I just want to thank you for giving Kaz a chance to minister to you and your problems and share with us your joys.
My name is Joe. It's not the one underneath that happy birthday sign out there. I have one thing to say. I think we got a great pastor here. He's done so much for this church, and I'm grateful for him. And he's improved a likeness for this church. I can see by a lot of people that I've never seen before. I don't know everybody's name. I have a difficulty reminding my own. Just kidding, of course. But I thank Pastor. He's done miracles with the church in removing other things and putting beautiful work up. He's done a terrific job since he's been here. So I thank him and his family. Thank you.
So I haven't been coming here for very long yet. It's been a couple months maybe. But so far I've really enjoyed being at this church. I feel very welcome and everything. And I think it can't be understated how awesome it is to have the freedom in this country to worship as we do, as a lot of people can't around the world. And it's just, not only is this a warm and friendly environment, but like that we're allowed to do it, it's just fantastic. And I've been like looking for churches for a while, and so far this one just seems awesome. I love our pastor, Lonnie, and everything. It's just, I'm super encouraged to be here, and I'm very thankful for everything about this and that God's been so gracious to me throughout this.
We need a center aisle so I can just stay in the middle. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. I hear a lot that people that walk through these doors, I get emotional too, honey, felt that this was their home away from home. And it's so true. I came here many, many years ago, and never have I felt the warmth and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus through all of you. And I'm just grateful and thankful that you're a part of my life, and we walk through this beautiful journey together serving our Lord and Savior.
I would like to mention, I know some of, well, there's many of you out here that know my parents. And they If you don't know, my folks were missionaries in London, England for a little over 10 years and came back home last year to take care of my grandma, who's 96. And they were not anticipating having to come home, and they weren't ready. So it's been a real difficult year or so for them. And I know a lot of you have been praying for them in that transition. So they may be watching today because they do tune in. So hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Graham's probably asleep, but hi, Graham. But we're really, my family's very thankful for that prayer and support that those of you here have given them. And I know they appreciate it. And we'll be seeing them this week. We're going to go visit them for Thanksgiving. So thank you. Yeah, of course.
Hi, everyone. I'm Olivia. I'm just so grateful to be saved. I was living a life before getting saved just a few years ago, so far from God. My heart was so hardened. I was so in sin, and God saved me, and he opened my eyes, and he showed me who he was in such a way that changed my heart and my whole life, like just changed me from the inside out. And I'm so thankful that I can go to him at any time in my sins today, that I can go to him and that he has had mercy on me that is beyond what I can understand and fathom. I am so grateful to be loved in a way that I will never understand. But to have a perfect father and to be given faith that has just given me a security that that I never would have known, that I never had. And I'm grateful for God's word that we hear it, and I'm grateful that I can understand it, that the Holy Spirit convicts me and teaches me. I'm so grateful for that we have his word. I'm getting married to my best friend. I am so grateful for that. That's amazing, and it's like, oh, God has done so much in that. There was so many times I thought, like, there's no way that God could redeem this, you know, and he has, and, like, we're getting married, and I can't wait. And I'm grateful for Lonnie, for this church, just to have God's word and to be taught that and to have eyes that are open and ears to hear. So thank you.
I would stand, but I'll be losing my balance, and I want to share something from Scripture. And then what God has done, he brought me to this church in 1975 fall. And I'm just so thankful for that. But I wouldn't read this. It says, I will open my mouth, Psalm 78, in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generations the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. Maybe it's not appropriate for an older woman to share her age, but God has done so much in my life that I'm not ashamed that I know him at the age of 83 and don't feel my life is over. God has wants me as well as given me this as a goal for my life to share his glories to the coming generation, to you and to your children, to my stepdaughters, and they're not my stepdaughters, they're my daughters, and they're my grandchildren. I want to share what he has done, how he has saved, brought the gospel to me at a little country church when my parents were not going to church at all, and yet he made a way that I heard the gospel as a kid in the first, second, and third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, and somewhere in there, I knelt by my bed one night after having that presentation so plain and said, Lord Jesus, forgive my sin, come into my heart. Didn't understand very much, and as a teenager, he brought other people into my life, how he has worked throughout my life and then shown me how to serve him and brought me to this church looking for a place to bring young people that I was working with to know him, and how I really wasn't planning to come to this church. It was another church had been suggested, and I loved the people there just as much, but this was the place where God was going to bring the word to me, give me pastors here that would work in my life, pull up a husband into my life at the age of 47. We've been married for 35 years. How I thank the Lord. I just could not have imagined. His blessings are so wonderful. And not just plop a man in my life that was a godly man. He was a godly man, one who wanted to serve the Lord too and to be able to work together to serve him. Our God is a great God who works above and beyond what we can think or imagine. I was talking to a couple young women just yesterday, and they said, but you didn't know all that in advance. You had to walk it to finally reach and understand. But it's so great to know what God can do, what he will do, and what he wants to do, both in our lives and in the lives of our church. I thank the Lord for Pastor Lonnie. I thank the Lord for you. When I came here in 1976, I didn't know anybody. I really didn't know anybody in this church, and I grew to know so many until I reached a point a few years ago where I felt like I knew everyone, and I was so thankful for the impact. But you know, during the pandemic, we removed ourselves not from the fellowship of the people, but just from the presence of the people for our own sakes until we felt comfortable coming back last Good Friday. And I come back and I don't know so many of you. I want to know you. I want to share with you. But it's such a blessing to see how God has brought so many new people here to serve him and to learn to love him. And we want to work together. I'm just so thankful for this church, but most of all for the God who made it all possible, because without him in us as individuals, this none of it could be happening. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I want to take 2 seconds to share another thought, too, because last night I had a call from one of the ladies in this church who hasn't been here in some time because of her own health issues, but her mother had 2 strokes. And she said, Barb, and this is Jane Rizzardi I'm talking about, for those who might know, and her daughter Tina. She said, Barb, I asked you to pray a week ago, and she said, my mother's in a rehab. But we went to see her this week. She wasn't talking to hardly anyone. She's talking to people. She wasn't feeding herself. She's feeding herself. She's able to move her hand after 2 strokes and feed herself. And the nurse said, this just doesn't happen. She said, you prayed, and thank you. I want to share that at this Thanksgiving time.
Well, since the mic is so close, I might as well take it now. I got to follow in Barb's footsteps anyways. She kind of built me up a little bit there, but that's the way God works in us. He builds us up. You know, we may think we're really nothing much, but to God, in his eyes, we are everything. And just to prove that fact, I looked through my Bible a little bit ago, and I found a test that I took one time. I don't know, it must have been about 30 years ago when I took this test. It was a test on knowing your spiritual gifts. And I'd always wanted to know, you know, well, what am I gifted with? Who am I anyways? What can I do? And after taking the test, the one that came out on top was mercy. And I said, mercy for me? You know, how does that work with me? And I couldn't believe that should come out on top. You know, there was other things there like service you know, teaching and things like that that I really enjoy doing more. But God has a way of using us in a strange, different way than what we might think. And I've been able to think that, well, if God is so merciful, why can't I be merciful too? And it's something I want to practice. I want to practice that and be good at it. And to be good at being merciful, you have to be humble. You have to really be willing to give yourself up to a lot of things. And that's the way God works in our lives. And since I came to CAS a long time ago, you know, back in about 1970, I didn't know much about God then. In fact, as a young kid, I grew up on Seneca Street, just off of Seneca Street, and I used to walk by this church and throw stones at it on my way over to Cass Park, you know, to hang out with the guys. And who would have thought that so late in my life that I would be in a place like this now and understanding what this is all about here? But that's the way God works in our lives. So if God is working in your life, be thankful for it. Be thankful that you have a God that is willing to grab a hold of you, shake you up a little bit, and get you trying to think about things, because God is wonderful. And I appreciate this church too. As others have said, we have a great church here, and we've been blessed with some very great pastors, including the one we have now. So, you know, be thankful for that, as we all are, and be thankful that God has allowed you to see another morning, because we never know how many we'll have left, but, you know, we want to enjoy every one of them, and here's a place to enjoy it to the fullest. Thank you.
So, Mel, all the caulking and painting was because you were throwing rocks at the church? Is that... yeah.
Morning. My name is Tom, and 1976, I was born in 1978, and I've been coming here since 1978, and so I'm thankful for my parents who've brought me here all these years, and for Mel and Barb, when I hear them, how they've been serving, and I've been served by them, and I didn't know when I was sitting along these window, cold wall windows, sleeping during Pastor Crate's services, that it was impacting me still. You know, the people here, the consistency of people just loving on you and serving you. And now I have an opportunity to serve in different ways. We're all gifted, and I see the musicians and the singers, and I can't do any of that, so I stay away. But I find myself up in the booth doing computer stuff, serving in basketball now. We have a basketball ministry, if you're unaware, for 20 years now. And it's just a blessing, the relationships that I continuously have on social media with these guys that have come into my life. And this year, after a pandemic and not having the ministry, I think we have about, 17 to 18 new boys that don't have connections to the church as far as attending here. And so what a blessing it is, and I look forward to those relationships. But I'm just thankful for everybody that serves. It's encouraging when we worship together, and for the Spirit of God just speaking to me. I still don't know why he chooses me. I have many flaws, and he still wants to use me, so I'm thankful for that.
Good morning. I'd just like to thank God for waking me up another day and seeing another day. And I'd like to thank Pastor Lonnie Atwood for inviting me to the church today. And I'm really enjoying the service. So that's it.
Thanks, brother.
My name is Paul Skinner. I was married here in 92 by Pastor Crete, and I'm the ex-son-in-law of Mr. and Mrs. Russell Peck. I just want to tell you that the Word of God, I'm glad I had a verse that I wanted to share with you. It's from Psalms 139, verses 7 to 12. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Seol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall come over me and the light about me be night, even in the darkness is not dark. The night is bright as day, for darkness is as light with you. I would remiss, very remiss, to at this time, especially given this opportunity, not to say that I am extremely thankful to God and to my to the mother of my two children. They are a gift from God, and I thank them. I thank God for them every single day, and I just want to say thank you for the church here and for standing by the Word of God, for Noah leading the groups at night, and then Pastor Milo too. I praise God for them. Thank you.
Everybody's twisting their necks. I'll go up front, okay? My name's Tom Foolery. In the heat of summer, it's Jack Frost. In autumn, it's Tim Burr. Well, it's Tom Foolery today. There's a parable in Matthew 7. If you build your house on the sand or on the rock, it's easy on the rock. It's easy to name it and claim it and say whatever you want is yours. Building your house on the sand. You build your house on the rock. How much time do I have? You build your house on the rock. Your roots must go deeper than the edifice, than the tower. When it comes to Christianity, your roots must go deep and firm. Well, I'm kind of seasoned. My roots went deep, and I've been through the fires. I've been through the floods. I've been through the waters. My house was still standing on a rock. About a year ago, while standing on a rock, that parable is a reality, and it will hit us all from time to time. It's a reality, not just a parable. Well, about a year ago, the high winds came, and I was standing on a rock. And my communion and prayer with the Lord was, this is getting difficult, and my house suffered damage. The windows were blown out, the doors came off, the shutters came off. The chimney still stood, though, you know. The rock was there, and the house still stood. But even though my house suffered damage, Jesus is still the carpenter. He's helping me rebuild my house, and I thank him for that. So I figured that parable was over. I'll go to the next one. It didn't work out that way. For the past 3-4 months, I've been through the fires so bad. I was so hot. I've been through the waters. I was drenched, waterlogged, and I couldn't figure it out. I'm saying, God, I don't understand what's happening. For months, I'm saying this. And for months, I got no reply. My man cave in my house had a brass ceiling. I could not understand what is happening. But see, a disciple is a disciplined learner. Selah. When things go bad, do we walk away? Do we become part of the great falling away because we have a brass ceiling above us we can't get through? But a disciplined learner, you discipline yourself to still get into his word. So prayer, praying unto God, a play on words. It's a relationship. Praying unto God, it's your relationship with him. When we sing the songs, How many times do we see scripture in the songs? Well, I had a brass ceiling, and I couldn't get through. And for the past couple of months, so many things were coming against me, big time. I lost so much. Almost got in two car accidents at 70 miles an hour because someone decided to stop in the middle of the throughway. No flashers. But I drive the way I play chess. I always look at my mirrors, okay, swerved around them. I wouldn't have been able to stop. That was one time. And again, I had so much taken away from me, big time. A lot of things taken away. If you call it comfort, whatever you want. But so many things were taken away. But because of a disciplined learner, I come to church. And I praise him no matter what. Even if I don't feel like it, even if I'm hurting terribly, I still praise him. Disciplined learner. What he's done for me and going to do for me. So the last thing that really happened was my wife was extremely ill. I had to rush her to the hospital. I almost lost her. Everything, so many things are taken away from me. I couldn't believe it. I'm dressed, ready to come to church. Wow, extremely ill. So now what? And a month before that, my daughter was taken to the hospital, and I was with her 5 minutes prior too. So many things happening, so many things taken away. But as someone said about humility, humility is the key that opens the doors to the Lord. Pride will close them. You learn humility along the way. You can read a book on humility. Okay, fine. But now you're going to go through it. So the last time my wife was extremely sick, she had a heart attack. And I was just coming to church, and I had to rush her to the hospital. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, that time, red lights didn't stop me. Just stop, put your flasher down, go through. But anyways, coming home from the hospital, and still I had a brass ceiling. Another guy decides to go on a throughway the wrong way, coming right at us. Oh, my gosh. So I had to swerve again, bringing my wife home from the hospital. I have a man cave in my house, and I'm on the floor for like a month, and I'm saying, God, I don't understand what's going on. I can't take it no more. This is too much for me. My God, why have you forsaken me? Psalm 22. Selah. When Jesus was arrested, where was his joy? When Jesus was before Pilate being accused, where was his joy? When Jesus was walking down the road carrying a cross and he fell, where was his joy? When he's in the Garden of Gethsemane and the disciples fell asleep on him three times, where was his joy? The joy that was set before him. He went. He wanted to do the Father's will. So with the brass ceiling above me, I still prayed unto God and kept reading his word and really getting into it. Then one Sunday, I come here and someone sang a song. Thank you. I don't belong up there. I used to be no more. I belong back there. I belong in the back of the church. That's where my spot is. That's where I've been. Well, when that song was sung, I dropped to my knees. Went home. The next day, morning, I wake up. I broke through the brass ceiling. It took being on my knees, praying. Perseverance produces character. A discipled learner, knowing I'm on the rock. And then communion started. I was so excited. Well, the first time I was on a rock and the winds, how much time do I got? The first time I was on the rock and the winds were blowing against my house, the communion, the Lord told me, Jesus, I am the carpenter. I'm going to rebuild your house. Don't worry. Okay. The second time I'm on a rock, a brass ceiling, I couldn't figure it out. Oh. When that peace came, he showed me. There's a great shaking taking place. I had an earthquake beneath my feet, but my house stood. In the last days, there's going to be earthquakes. When you read the scriptures, Hosea, Amos, the Lord's going to shake the heavens and the earth and the rock beneath your feet. It's got to be a disciplined learner. And discipline yourself and don't give up. And so now, I'm still in the woods, but the Lord is guiding me out. Jesus himself is guiding me out. My wife is okay. She's got to go through a couple changes. You're like a prophet in your own home. Who listens to you? But anyways, things are starting to get back to normal in spite of what's going on in today's society. But I praise God that he was still with me. I praise God that his word works within me. I praise God that Jesus, while he was going to the cross, the strength of the man, Jesus, led him to the cross. I lost my strength. I lost everything. But I didn't lose my love for him. And I didn't lose hope. And I didn't lose the idea of worship, of praising him, no matter what. It works. It works. God is in, he inhabits the praises of his people. Again, Psalm 22. So I praise God, thank him for all he's done for me, all of who I am, all of what I am, all of what I have, which many were taken away from me in the past couple months. But I'm still on the rock. I praise God and I thank him for all of that. In Jesus' name, I thank him.
Thanks, Ed. Kind of staying with that theme, Bill Anderson texted and said that he wants to thank God for never leaving him through a battle of cancer and that he stood by him through it all. So praise God for that. And Gene Miller said, I want to thank all of those from Kaz Church who offered us prayers for my great-grandson who arrived 7 weeks early and is now a thriving 9-month-old little miracle. We got a couple more minutes, and then everything's ready downstairs. So if you're thinking about it, a couple minutes.
Hey, everyone. Patrick. My family would probably be disappointed if I didn't come up here because I have so much to be thankful for. I've been thinking a lot lately about just, like, it's impossible, and some of y'all know my background and things like that, but for a guy like me to wind up here in this church, you know, with family who, and a wife, or future wife, rather, who loves the Lord, and a renewed interest in the things of the Lord, and in my mother, you know, that's something myself, I've been praying about for a really long time. Of myself, I'm a guy who sits outside on those steps and drinks malt liquor, right? I'm not a guy who's in this church and loves the body of Christ and loves the Lord. And he did all that in my life. And over this past year, there's just been so many blessings. He's been faithful to me even when I'm not faithful. We sung that earlier, great is thy faithfulness, right? And that's not contingent even upon my faithfulness. And I'm thankful for that, right? That he's kept me throughout this past year. And also, and some people alluded to this, there's a lot of brothers and sisters that, you know, and I'm newer myself, but have been brought into this church who truly love the Lord, and I've gotten to grow in relationship and fellowship with them, and people who take their faith seriously and love the word. And I'm grateful to be in a church that cultivates that, right, and encourages that, and amongst brothers who love Jesus Christ, right, and who love his word, and who that is like our standard. I'm just very lucky to have stumbled upon this church and the God who's just done so many miraculous works in my life, right? I'm just so very grateful for that. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'd just like to say I'm thankful and grateful for all of you, and especially for the new people that are here and support us each week. And also very grateful for new musicians. For the longest time, we were looking for musicians and then kind of was not actively looking. And then we just suddenly have three new musicians, Mark, Quentin, and Theodore. We're very grateful to have them with us, and hope to bring you bigger and better things going forward. And thanks again for your support. And this is not, it's not work. This is very enjoyable ministry, and love to serve God and all of you.
Hi. My name is Lois, probably a lot of you know. I do see a lot of new faces. It's beautiful. I love this church because I love the corporate worship. To be able to worship as one body in the Lord and to give thanks to him. And I just want to worship him now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I worship you. I give you thanks and glory and honor for your precious son and for the communion that we can share together as a church for the body of Christ. And I love the, there's a lot of good material out in the Welcome Center. There's excellent reading sources that I've read that have really opened my eyes. I encourage everybody to take a look at the table. There's one called Rediscovering Church, how important corporate worship is and how we represent Christ coming down from the earth to heaven as a body. And we need each other. And how, and God has blessed me tremendously this past year. He's sustained me. He's made me be able to stand when I get up in the morning, even though I'm in pain because of my condition that I have. I won't say what it is, but it is, it's like a spiritual battle that I'm in right now. I mean, I've been in it like for I think my whole life. But it's just, my eyes have just been open to this thing. I've been in pain for over 5 years with this condition. But every morning, God sustains me and wakes me up. And it's very difficult to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you for your loving kindness when you're in such pain that you can't even like stand or function. But to be able to do that shows God's mercy, power, strength, his sustaining ability, his presence, his love. I love corporate worship with everybody and just sing from the heart as one body in Christ. The world is watching us. The world sees the church as a body. I mean, we do things individually, absolutely, on our own. I know I do. I love to spend time in God's word and to even read from different translations, like the same scripture. So you get like a real deep personal meaning. I love doing that. But I just want to worship the Lord and thank him that I'm still here, that he's brought me through. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. Thank you. Love you. I need to love you more, Lord, so to love you like the holy saints and the holy angels in heaven. I'm sure all of us need to love the Lord more, to want to be with him forever and ever in heaven. and to always be with him day and night, night and day, praising him for eternity. And I'm sure a lot of people and myself need the ability to be a witness for the Lord. I have a very difficult time witnessing for the Lord, mentioning his name even to non-believers, even my own family members. I feel like I don't have the reality in my heart of how real he is, but he is real because we're all living proof of that, and his body is living proof. So I wasn't going to come up and say anything. That's why I waited till the end. I wasn't going to say anything, but I just want to thank the Lord for this church and for all of us and the new people. Oh, thank you, new people, for coming in. I just love it. I pray that more people come to this church. I thank Pastor Lonnie also for his wonderful teaching. And I love to thank Mel and Barb because they initiated picking me up for church every week. I didn't even ask them. They offered. It was wonderful. They picked me up every week because I lost my car. I was in a car accident last February, and my car was totaled, so I have no transportation. But they bring me every week. They're wonderful. Thank you, Barb and Mel. Thank you so much for bringing me. Because I don't have, a car. And I also, where I live, oh, that's sweet. Also, where I live, I have some wonderful neighbors. They're not Christians, but they're willing to take me places. And they're since I don't have a car, they're more than happy to, especially one woman, to take me shopping. My appointment, she even took me for my operation on my wrist. So I thank them, too. Okay, thank you, church. Thank you for being here and for all of us to get to know the Lord better. I thank you, Lord. I worship you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lois. Thanks for sharing your heart.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Jr. I'm very thankful for a lot of things in my life. First and foremost, I'd like to thank my father for instilling love for Jesus early on. Without him, I probably wouldn't be here today. Secondly, I'm very thankful, and God blessed me in many ways throughout my life. He's taken me on a lot of journeys. He's taken me across the world. but he led me to my wife, where I'm very thankful for. We shared a lot of good times and have two beautiful children downstairs. So there's a lot of thanks in that. I'm also thankful for the church, like other people were saying, and being led here. Pastor Lonnie does a great job up front. He sends a great message to all of us, and it's definitely worth listening to because it applies to most. But that's pretty much it. You know, I'm thankful for everything. And that's pretty much all I can be thankful for.
Anyone else before we go?
Thank you. Morning. I want to say to you, oh God, thank you so kindly and so mercifully that you've given us such a wonderful place to be. And in your Son, Lord, we have eternity to be with you. And this is just the beginning for many. And I want to be thankful to God for this, because I've watched over the years through the prayers that sometimes you're attacked and it seems like they're not answered. But as time goes on and you start to see the fruit from those prayers, my children, one by one, I'm just so thankful that we have a Heavenly Father who hears and who is faithful in His promises to us as His children. He never, never, never lets you go. He never gives up on you. Though we walk away, in many ways we walk away because we keep our focus, or we don't focus on Him. We focus on the things in our lives. So I guess what I'm saying is, in my thankfulness, is He is faithful, and He'll always be faithful. Never forget and never give up. Winston Churchill, he gave a speech in all boys school. It was scheduled for 45 minutes, and this is what he said: never give up, never give up, never give up. And he sat down. And I hold those words because, you know what? Through the course of this journey that I've been on, God has put it in my heart never to give up on Him, because He never gives up on us. So, thank you. And I want to be thankful for this too, because I look over here and this young, beautiful young girl, okay, and the tent that they had, and they were willing to stand out there in the early morning in a prayer tent, and they were so kind as to listen and to talk to you, and it set a course for me to start truly focusing on my relationship with God again. And I'm so thankful for God's people who are so willing to give up their own desires to do His will. So thank you, folks, for everything.
I'd like to close with a passage of scripture from Colossians, and then we're going to stand and do the doxology and then pray for the food. Thanks, everyone, for sharing this morning. Typically, you know, we have a service and we rightfully learn from the Word of God, but I think it's also great when we have testimony so we can understand and see where God has blessed us in ways that we don't even know are happening in other people's lives. It's real encouraging, so... thank you for that. We're going to finish from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 15 through verses 17. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom and singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Amen. Could we rise and sing the doxology together before we go?